few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And the 3 o'clock name in the name game is Thomas Brown. Thomas Brown, you have until 4 p.m. to call us at 396-5477. Thomas Brown, 396-5477. So you have a shot at that $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. Happy hour up next. I believe one is here.
Jay Quellen.
Yes.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
She's right across from me, and Dana's on the way. So we'll be back and get started here in just a bit.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th, and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice weather pattern underway. Fairly tolerable. Still dry, unfortunately. But our forecast for tonight calling for mostly clear skies, the overnight low temperature down to about 65. For tomorrow, look for another very warm day, 88 to 90 tomorrow. Same thing up to about 90 on Friday and dry, but spotty showers are possible as we get into Friday night and early Saturday. That's as the next cool front moves into the state, and the air behind it is really nice. For instance, I think we get down to 53 by around dawn on Sunday morning and up to about 82 for a high with low humidity and a nice breeze. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
You've spent the last 9 months telling everyone who they should vote for. But when election day comes, you're at the Skin Shack, spreading your wealth to Diamond and Misty.
Is that your idea of going to the polls?
Then you call your non-vote a political statement.
We call it a cop-out, yeah.
So the next time you hear people yammering on about how voting doesn't matter because they're all a bunch of crooks, peel your I Voted Today sticker off your shirt and slap it over the mouth of Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer, a real American hero.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
I vote for you go play in traffic.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is happy hour in News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. That squeal is here. Her name is Jacqueline Tomlinson. She's my tunnel-eyed psychic Rosie, and it's Greg Dane on the way.
And here they are.
Low energy jet. Please clap. Well, here we are. Everything is.
Here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
We are here.
Here we are. We first of all want to thank the group that came out to the pizza place last night.
Yes.
And we want to thank the pizza place because they put out an incredible spread for everybody. And
I heard you just had a little. It's okay.
It was a wafer thin slice.
In the interest of full disclosure, I had a small snack size bag of Uncle Amos chocolate chip cookies today.
Oh.
Famous Amos?
Yeah. Uncle Amos. Famous Amos. I have an Uncle Amos.
Do you
Goodness
know
gracious.
That you are sitting across from somebody who had lunch with Famous Amos in LA?
Really?
Yeah, and a long time ago. I don't know if I've told
in
you
in the
this.
90s.
We don't know each other that well, but I used to work. Yeah, it was, yeah. It was in the 90s.
Confession's good for the soul.
Mid-90s.
Let's just not worry about what year it was, because it's not pertinent. Your Honor, it is, I object. Anyway, when I started in radio, I was not an on-air talent, and I'm still, a lot of people would say I'm not.
I was going to say.
I'm working on it, trying to get better. And I had a good friend from Chicago. We were out for some convention. At the time, I was consulting radio stations on listener trends. I was a researcher. I studied people who listen to the radio. I studied charts and followed the trends that developed in music and compiled all this data. I was a freak for this. This was like an obsession. And ultimately, when I began my first radio job with the trainee hat on, it came in very handy. So I'm out in LA for this convention, and my buddy from Chicago named Paul Gallus. He had kind of like a mafia voice. Hey, I got a buddy I want you to have. We're going to have lunch with him today. He makes these cookies. They're real popular here in California, but they haven't gone national yet, but I think they will. So it was Famous Amos.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too many years after that that they did go national and became very popular, and they're very good cookies.
Well, I've been working at Holiday Market yesterday and today, and so we have some snacks. And that was one of the snacks, and so I
That's
cheated.
The Junior League?
Yes, Montgomery Junior League's Holiday Market is this weekend, so.
There was a young lady, I don't know if she's still involved with them, I don't even know if she's still in town. When I first met her, she worked for the Red Cross here as their PR person, named Melissa Gilbert, I think was her name. Real nice lady. And
there's a lot of really nice ladies that are in Junior League in Montgomery.
We've had them on the air.
Dana and I are both on the committee this year for Holiday Market, and we really enjoy it.
Apparently, somebody in that organization decided I was no longer viable for public relations purposes.
I doubt that.
Anyway, it's been a while, but I remember it, and I support it. It's 311. The three-ring circus, Trump is. I wonder if we have a way of making Fox go live. He's making remarks about this ridiculous impeachment inquiry. I kind of agree with others who have said the Republicans should just get up and walk out and let them have their own little parties. Macerate your strawberries. Go at it. Get it out of your system. You have nothing. Just send a note to Pelosi. There's nothing even remotely resembling a high crime or misdemeanor here, so we're not going to participate. We're not going to even pretend that you've got something. So, and honestly, I think... And then the word now that she's waiting in the wings. She wants to get elected president again. Minus, of course, the Electoral College process.
That whole
that's just such an obstacle to socialist control of America, so that the rest of the 57 states can forever live under the tyranny of California and the stupidity that runs that state. But I do want to ask you a question about another politician, former First Lady Michelle Obama. I have the Globe here.
Ooh, the Globe again.
Did I go over this with you last week?
No, we went over Bill Clinton dying.
Okay, and then we have divorce details. This Kathleen Hunter Biden divorce is a real mess.
I have not had an opportunity to look into it.
That's why I brought it, because I have, and I want to
run
some of the juicy details on this.
Inform me.
But apparently she's building up a massive war chest, Michelle is, for her upcoming divorce battle with hubby Bayrock, sources tell the Globe. The former First Lady is gearing up for a brutal brawl after Barack, 58, who, by the way, bought a waterfront property in Martha's Vineyard, even though the oceans are rising and it's all going to get flooded, he still spent $16 million for a house so he could live among his people, the ultra-rich. Refused to fork over alimony child support, their $15 million Martha's Vineyard mansion, and a jumbo chunk of their $150 million fortune. Where'd they get all this money for a guy that, you know, was just a community organizer?
Mm-hmm.
How do you put together a $150 million fortune? He hasn't even been out of office 3 years. As the Globe reported, the furious blowout, she stormed out on the stunned president. Now, Michelle, who with Barack shares daughters Melia and Sasha, 18, is kicking off an international speaking tour and charging an eye-popping. Oops, where am I with the sound effect? An eye-popping. $4,200 per seat in the VIP areas. The poor only have to cough up $2,500, and if you're really riffraff, it's $1,300.
Oh, screaming deal.
Yeah. Famed divorce lawyer Raul Felder. One day they'll be quoting you in this.
One day.
Famed
in
divorce
the Globe.
Jay Quillen Tomlinson. Always wise to have a sizable war chest during a divorce. True?
Depends on the divorce. I would say with the Obamas, probably.
Yeah.
He explains that mega famous people like the Obamas usually spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just to handle publicity during a rough and tumble split. Insiders, not sources, not moles, insiders say this final straw for the troubled pair came when...
Whistleblowers, if you will.
Yeah.
First-hand knowledge.
Yeah, well, first-hand... Till they told it to the second-hand guy, till the third-hand guy.
First-hand until they'd ask you who you are.
Yeah. The final straw came when brooding Barack grew jealous of her blockbuster memoir. He didn't write his memoir. Bill Ayers did. Domestic terrorist. As he struggles to complete his own tell-all. He'll have time to write that in prison.
Yeah, there's lots of time there.
I think that's where this is going. That's why they're getting, pardon my French here, even more bat crazy than they've been already in this impeachment inquiry. What is that?
I mean, I just feel like if there was a lot to go on, we would already know it. Like, they are nipping at the bit to just vomit of the mouth any information they have. So I feel like if there's something there, we would already know it.
In other news, farmers have more sex than people with any other job.
Which I find odd, because I feel like farmers don't have a lot of downtime. And they wake up early and they go to, you know, they wake up early, they go to bed early, they're tired.
They smell like wheat. Or baled hay.
And or manure.
That.
I mean, I was kind of surprised by that.
This is a legitimate survey.
All legitimate. All surveys are legitimate on the show, right, Craig?
Among, well,
All surveys are legitimate on this show.
On this show, yes. The top six jobs that report the most whoopee activity includes lawyers.
Really? Again, shocking.
Teachers, people in advertising.
I could see teachers. Just because of the schedule and the summers off. I feel like they have more...
This is true. They have...
more downtime. They get long breaks.
But, boy...
I mean, they work hard. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the hours in which they work.
No, what teachers have to deal with on a daily basis, I would find that very discouraging for the mood.
Yes. But they have all summer to recoup.
And hairdressers.
Again, they have Mondays off. That's how my mind works.
That's why your input that's is funny. So invaluable.
Well, you know, if you think about it, like, there are far and few between people that actually have intercourse on the job, which is usually frowned upon, especially in teaching and hairdressing, you know, those professions, and lawyers. And I'm assuming farmers, although I'm not quite up to code on their regulations.
A few weeks ago on this show, I think you had already started sidekicking at that time, Rosie, when Greta Thunberg was the story. I said, you know, she's got the same look on her face as that kid from...
David Hogg.
Yes. And the Babylon Bee today...
Oh, yeah.
...did a clever thing. Kid keeps leaning into camera during Greta Thunberg's speech. They're very young, but they just seem made for each other.
The only thing is I wish that people would just remember, she's still a child. People have been pretty brutal.
Well...
that's somebody's kid.
Yeah. It's the parents that should be getting their butts kicked.
Well, I would never allow my son to be on a national platform and exposed to that type of...
Did you hear the comparison between Greta and the young girl that spoke at the 92?
I did not.
UN? I'm going to pull that up on YouTube.
Yeah. I'll come down there. Okay, bye.
It's stunning how similar... not only the words of their speeches, but the way they lecture the adults in the room.
Hmm.
And I will find that during our next break. Honestly, the first message here is for the law firm of Delkin Tomlinson.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you.
DivorceForMenAlabama.com is the web address. Yesterday, I took the liberty of making mention based on anecdotal stories that you had told me. I was speaking to the person that thinks it might be happening.
Yeah.
To have the consultation.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's the consultation or the reality that we're talking to attorneys that gets things out that people have become afraid to say
right.
to each other. And a marriage can get a second chance. But even, I don't like to use the term best of circumstances, but when two adults decide that... this is not going to go anywhere from here. Life is short. So let's go our separate ways. You still have two adults who are going to be looking out for their own best interests. For men, especially with issues involving custody, it's important to have the kind of representation that the testimonials speak to on their webpage, DivorceForMenAlabama.com. Read those. Very powerful. And you want rock-solid, tenacious representation to making sure that your interests are being looked out for. The number to arrange that consultation is 819-4810. 819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I played it again because Dana just walked in.
Play it twice.
Which I appreciate.
And we'll be back.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants. Plus, 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the fall sales event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts, also marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
It's almost Halloween. Goblins and their parents will soon be at your door. To make your house the best stop on the block, start at the Home Depot for a selection so good, it's scary. Like animated skeletons, cackling witches, pirates, and more. You can see them now at a store near you. Or if you can't scare up the time, get free delivery on Halloween decor. This year, Halloween lives at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on online eligible products only. Restrictions apply while supplies last. U.S. only.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't know, Bob. Every day it's the same thing. I get up, I go to work, I come home to my fat, ugly wife, I watch some TV, and I go to sleep. It's getting me down.
Well, have you tried booze?
Booze? What's that?
If you have to ask, what's that? This announcement's for you, from the people who make booze. It's a revolution in fermented and distilled spirits that can give you a whole new attitude. Why, here, try some.
Wow, my bald, unemployed husband looks like Brad Pitt.
Sure, booze can pep up any strained, dysfunctional relationship.
Whew, quick, pour me another one. Starting to look like himself again.
And the more you drink, the more you want. In fact, many people like booze so much, they drink it morning, noon, and night. And best of all, booze is a friend that never judges you.
I sentence you to 30 days in the drunk tank.
I'm not drunk.
That's someone else's job. Drink booze.
Booze is used exclusively in trailer parks by everyone you
actually
see.
Not hot, but
it is 3:25 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Oh. You know, last night some people texted me after I fell asleep, and the first two said, I'm putting my house up for sale based on the election result.
Is that me?
No. No, just friends that, okay, this is...
So you have other friends besides me?
Not... In the...
Well, in the rank, like, there's an echelon, okay? Like, there's a ranking of friends, and you're up top.
I'm in the top
ones.
Five.
I have mediocre friends.
Okay, thank you.
Then I have extraordinary friends.
There we go. I'm above that, right?
You're above extraordinary. Okay, Rosie's extraordinary.
Okay.
I'm not too sure about Dana yet.
She's working her way up.
It's fine.
I don't think it matters to her.
She does not care.
I'm pretty chill. Like, just...
You are.
In general, everyday life.
Yeah. This is what you see is what you get right here.
Right?
Until she's not... And you're like,
in which case, I'm really not chill. Not at all.
And then you're like, whoa, where'd that come from?
And okay. But by the way, if you are planning on putting your house on the market, give Eddie Bader a call. I'm trying to find out if he's coming to Baumhauer. We're going to Baumhauer tonight. We're going to bring some more of our focus group forms.
Yes, I have a stack.
We're looking, this is your chance. This has always been a station that has... tried to deliver what you want.
What are you going to do if they say we don't like Delk and Tomlinson anymore?
Then I will... I will resign.
Now watch. Now they're going to purposefully put on their forms, like, we don't like Delk and Tomlinson. We want Barney back.
Barney? Oh, Barney the dinosaur.
Yeah, because
there's a new one today.
No, there's not. There might be a new one tomorrow, but today is not the day.
Why? What is it about you that when you make a statement like that, I feel so compelled to obey you?
Dana and I have that power over people. It's this weird thing.
Yeah.
That's true, and it's the way she says it, but like there's this look.
There's no choice inferred in the way she delivers that.
They speak with authority.
Yeah, it's your gun.
It comes from my soul.
All right. We've had some feedback on a couple of things. From Kutar. Farmers don't usually work at night. Lots of whoopee time, raising crops in the field.
Oh, Dana missed this whole combo.
Apparently, because that was like...
He went over the list of the top professions that have the most whoopee, and... Oh, God, my earphone.
Okay, out of curiosity, were lawyers on there?
Yes!
Yeah, top five.
Really? We're in the top five.
Yeah.
And it was lawyers, farmers, teachers... And hairdressers.
Okay, to be fair, teachers do have the whole summer. So
right?
Like, I feel like that averages out over the whole year to like really increase
your
time.
Some weekdays.
They have more.
You have to grade papers.
Downtime.
Farmers work early, but then I find that surprising. They go to work early, but then they would go to bed early. And then Greg said they smelled like hay, and I said they smelled like manure. And
it all just depends on the kind of farmer.
Spirals
of course,
from
we
there.
Meant that. We meant that.
Endearing.
Yes. Not to be obnoxious.
No.
We love farmers. What the hell will we do without farmers? Are you a Facebook friend?
Yes.
Somebody dumped me on Facebook today.
That means you can add Amy Hampton.
How did you know that someone dumped you?
Oh, Amy.
Did you go below like the 5,000 or 3,000 or whatever it is?
5,000.
It was probably Joe Reed.
So now are you sitting sitting at like 4999?
And he's gotta add Amy Marie Hampton right now.
Add friend.
Boom.
I had to send her a friend request. She never sent me a friend request. How do I know she really wants to be my friend?
Because she just text messaged me.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
That's good enough.
We'll take it.
This is Sam on the phone.
Hey Greg. Hey ladies.
Hey.
Oh, no, listen, I had to chime in about your occupations and their recreational procreation. You're dancing all around it, but there's one thing all of those occupations have in common, and that's they're stressful. People under a lot of stress, I've noticed, tend to want to whoopee a little more often.
Sam, I disagree.
Well, look, when I've been in uniform, the times that I've been in hot zones and whatnot, it's just you'll see it come out in people. And that was my 2 cents on that. And, yeah, I was going to see what you thought.
Maybe I'm just one of those oversensitive men who finds the mood hard to obtain when I'm stressed out.
Yeah, I don't mind sharing.
Oh,
like, when I'm stressed, like, the last thing that I want to do is that. I usually want to, like, drink a glass of wine, take a hot bath, and be left alone.
I will agree that being a lawyer is a very stressful profession, but I'm not sure about teacher. I'm sure I'm going to get hate from teachers. Like, this is stressful.
I just assume that it was a natural biological response to a life-threatening
situation.
Or,
like, hairdressers. I mean, now, granted, like
yeah.
Not knocking it, but I'm saying, like, it's time-consuming, and they work on their feet a lot. It's a tough job, but stressful.
Absolutely.
I would look at, like, cardiologists, like, open-heart surgeons.
Doctors have no time.
That's why they're not having whoopee, but that's stressful.
Yeah,
I've always wondered.
Farmers at the mercy of the elements and and so many things. And like I said, those are all stress occupations is what I was going to throw out.
Well, thank you, Sam. Appreciate the call. It's 3:30. We got to take a break here. We got our first track report of the afternoon coming up, and we are going to give away a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place.
Woohoo!
I just don't know how we're going to do it yet.
I'll think about something.
Okay. Why don't
we're giving away a pizza.
Yes.
Today.
Three toppings, 14-inch pizza.
Their
pizza
is
excellent. No, we're going to mail the winner's card
to them. We're mailing them a pizza?
Right.
Yes, we're going to send them out. They have to come to the station to pick it up.
We're mailing you the card, not the pizza. But also, no. I'm sure if they called.
The card, not the pizza, right.
I mean, I'm sure if someone called, we could mail them a pizza. I mean, we could mail them a pizza, but they'd probably, you know,
wouldn't want to eat it by the time they got it.
Well.
I saw where, so Amy, our office manager, says that people mail chickens all the time, so. Which, remember that phase on the internet and people were mailing potatoes? But no one has mailed a pizza from the pizza place.
Did you know that slightly over 100 years ago, they used to mail children?
Yes, I did know that. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The United States Postal Service used to mail children, because there's these weird, creepy pictures of, like, mail carriers with children in, like, their little sack. It's a strange world we lived in.
Oh, James Cole, come on, man. You know I love you. Jeez.
Uh-oh. Oh, we were totally kidding.
I was
trying to make Greg feel bad.
When I said extraordinary, I didn't run the whole list down.
He may be in the top five. He doesn't know. Do you remember MySpace and you actually picked your top friends? Yeah, and then you're like, ooh, not in the top. It was like you got like, I think like 9 top friends. Like what's happening with Dana and Jacqueline? They're not in each other's top.
Right? If I keep sticking my foot in my mouth, I'll have 3 Facebook friends by 6 o'clock tonight.
We love you, James.
No, you'll have 4 because Amy just confirmed you. So you'll have Dana, myself, Rosie, and Amy.
I've been confirmed.
5 and Roz.
Back what do you up know? I've been confirmed, 5,000. Circumcised. I am good to go, God.
Look at, okay.
It is 3:33, traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic getting busy out there everywhere this afternoon. We should be clear on the boulevard now. Had some accidents there earlier, but they should be out of the way. I-85-65 busy at the interchange, but both are accident-free, and we are looking good all over the city. Eyes on the road, and don't text and drive this afternoon, please. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Imagine that you're at the store, like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties. Made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle, because today you bake.
I'm Lexi Quinn, bow hunter and wildland firefighter. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. I've always felt more connected to nature than I have anything else, so when I go outdoors, that's like a release for me. It's a place that I can go recharge my batteries, it's a place that I can just be at peace, and it's good for the mind as well as the soul, and it's always have the urge and the need to just be outside, which is why I chose a career in wildland firefighting to begin with. Boot Barn work. Built for the outdoors.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alice Eskew with Alabama News Network. The next phase of Montgomery's Rotary Park was unveiled today. Rotary clubs raised $12,000 for granite pavers, picnic tables, streetscape enhancements, and permanent food truck parking. This will allow more activities and events for the dog park and surrounding space. Montgomery made history last night, electing its first black mayor. Stephen Reed defeated David Woods in Tuesday's runoff with a landslide victory, receiving 67% of the vote. We spoke with Stephen Reed after his historic victory. He says he is proud of the diverse voter turnout and excited about the future of Montgomery. The Montgomery Zoo is looking for over 1,500 volunteers to make ZooBoo 2019 a success. That's about 125 volunteers each night of the 13-day event. The zoo needs people to volunteer for games, selling tickets, rides, the pumpkin pool, and haunted hayride. If you'd like to volunteer, go to MontgomeryZoo.com. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice weather pattern underway. Fairly tolerable. Still dry, unfortunately. But our forecast for tonight calling for mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature down to about 65. For tomorrow, look for another very warm day. 88 to 90 tomorrow. Same thing up to about 90 on Friday and dry. But spotty showers are possible as we get into Friday night and early Saturday. That's as the next cool front moves into the state. And the air behind it is really nice. For instance, I think we get down to 53 by around dawn on Sunday morning and up to about 82 for a high with low humidity and a nice breeze. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'll have what she's having.
And now, a message to people who troll and say negative things on social media. Somebody's daughter graduates from college. There's a cute puppy playing the piano. Or an inspirational quote with the picture of Buddha at sunset. And there you are. Instead of saying, congratulations, that's amazing, or peace, you have to go ugly. You have to go dark. Seriously? Haven't you heard the phrase, if you can't say anything nice about someone, say nothing at all? It's time to change. It's time to be positive. Be uplifting. Try being harmonious with the world. You no good loser, low life piece of have a nice day.
You forgot to put liberal in there.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The name game on News Talk 93.1 FM, and Thomas Brown is this hour's name. Thomas, you have until 4 p.m. to call us at 396-5477. Time goes by so fast when you two are here that I lose track. You'll have a chance to win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house, along with Rosie and yours truly, Greg Budell, and Richard Taylor on the phone.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Hey. I got to ask you this question as a guy. Would you guys not listen in to this, because this is men talk here?
Okay.
Do you find that women are attracted to... you're a good-looking guy. I can say that and not feel insecure. But... that your accent draws women to you?
Yeah, sometimes, but I find that people don't listen to what I say, they listen to my accent.
Oh.
Then I end up having to repeat myself afterwards because they say, what did you say?
Wait, what?
Just got a quick question. How do I get on your friends list on Facebook? Because I think you're over the 5,000 limit, aren't you?
Well, I just got back to it, but, that's why when I... And I always want to know who dumped me. You said it was probably...
I said it was probably Joe Reed.
Or Stephen Reed.
Stephen Reed, sorry.
You know how many people get those two names confused? It's kind
of
a lot.
It's weird, right?
Can't he send you a friend request? And then you can accept it when you have an opening?
Right, and Rosie will help me remember the next time somebody dumps me on Facebook. She'll say, remember Richard Taylor, and I will look you up and confirm it. So send... Well, they may not let him send... Have you sent one yet?
Yeah, I did send one.
We could just go on there and find somebody that, like, he could just delete.
Yeah, I could dump
somebody.
Right,
like, you don't like... Okay, I'll tell you, I don't like 4,999 people, you know? Like, I don't like that many. There's somebody on there that, like, you don't even remember who they are. Or is not a listener, it's just a random...
I'm going to look for somebody to kick off.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be good. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
He's like, that's exactly what I called for. Thanks, and I appreciate it.
Let's see what we have here so far.
Dana's just going to pick somebody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Don't pick his, like, Grant, Aiden, or Ann, or somebody.
No, you got to have... No, pick someone that you have, like, two friends in common with.
All these names that are coming up, I don't know if they...
Well, but those are at the top. I was going to say, like, you got to scroll...
These are the
like,
most...
scroll, like, way down, you know?
Yeah, go to the bottom of the list.
All right. Oh, that's Roz's sister. I can't do that.
Oh, what about her?
Who?
Oh, sorry. I was pointing on my screen.
Don't say it on the air, Dana.
No, just...
Say that name.
No, I can't.
Oh, man.
I
had no...
Oh, I got one.
I had no idea. I knew so many of the friends I have on Facebook.
I see one with only 6 mutual friends. That's pretty low ranking.
Let me see.
Some of these have no mutual friends.
Where?
Rosie's
like, this is boring.
And we're going to offend someone.
Somebody's going to get offended.
I'm sure people are intrigued.
It's going to be their most...
Everybody's on their Facebook right now going, please don't drop me. Please don't drop me, Greg.
Oh, yeah, right. It's such an important thing. All right, respond to friend request. Confirm.
Everybody wants to be your friend.
Because I use Facebook
You're
really
in
for the
Richard.
Show.
Richard yes. got in.
Come to Bumhauer's.
All about the accent.
That's two of us that have been confirmed. We should really do a Facebook friend night there at Bumhauer's.
Oh, that would be great.
We were talking earlier about occupations and the frequency with which they have whoopee. That's something that was... I put that story on my wall, actually, today. Farmers, according to the study, were number one. There's that story about the 78-ounce chocolate chip cookie dough they're selling at Costco.
It looks delicious.
All right. There's a naughty joke about bestiality. Let's see. Are they having...
Oh. Is any joke about bestiality funny?
Probably depends on the company.
But hairdressers were ranked in the upper echelon.
So, and we have been having... an inter-studio debate on this.
And just in the interest of full disclosure, I love my hairdresser.
We both go to the same hairdresser. Shout out to Callie. She's awesome.
And I think that she is a hard worker, and anything that we say is not a dig on how hard these people work.
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with that.
It's just I wouldn't rank it maybe in the top 5 of stressful.
And I think there's a difference in physically taxing and, like, mentally stressful.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Well, they do... become and add listen to the legal term here they become kind of an ad hoc therapist for
look at you
did I just
said
become
the
sexier
same thing
I'm yes. seeing
I
my
I don't know if that's possible but
throwing
yes.
that Latin up in her
I'm seeing my hairdresser tomorrow.
Where do you get your hair done, Greg?
Right up the street at Elegant Styles by Deborah.
Are you going to get your Deborah. Hair done or for therapy?
Oh, we're just good friends.
Okay.
But I did have one hairdresser I really loved, and she did commit suicide.
Stop.
It wasn't a mental health issue. I think what she got was a diagnosis that she said, I'm just not going to go through it. I've had a great life. I'm not going to go through this debilitating thing.
Oh,
we were all devastated because she was... You know what she did? This was in Cooper City... about University Drive. She had there was a shop there. I kind of found it by accident. And she had her own private cutting area that was that catered to men. She had booze. She had Playboy magazine on the table.
I have always wondered how lawyers get away with having, like, booze in the office. I mean, like, we have, like, bottle. Well, I'm saying, like, for the clients. Like, I've walked into, like, some lawyers' offices, and they have it in the conference rooms, like Mad Men.
We had that in the conference rooms.
And I'm like, yeah. You know, I'm like, I don't know. You know, I've never felt like, you know, we're in the middle of a consultation. I'm like, bro, you need a drink.
Every like, day, I feel like that.
Well, I feel like I need a drink every day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, every day. I'm
but you
like,
know, like, so much of what we do is, like, under oath. And, like, people are signing things.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think that's an issue.
You don't need to be impaired.
But some days, it's one of those where it's like, I just need to sit here and take the edge off.
Well, I think, you know, for us, it would be different. But, you know, if you were a man and you came in to see a woman lawyer, would you feel weird? Do you think it would be different, like a female lawyer offering you a drink than a male lawyer?
I don't think I as.
I think if they're coming to talk to us, they're past that point.
I don't know. I think it might be different. I don't know. I think male lawyers could get away with it. I don't think that we could in the majority of our situations.
This is coming from the one who's saying she doesn't think we could get away from it as she's curling her hair.
Away with it.
Well, you guys have a big event coming up tonight.
We do.
Greg, have you ever seen someone use a curling iron with a radio headset on?
No, this is
and
a
I'm
first.
I'm using the camera on my phone as
we
my
have
mirror.
A caller named Kelly on the phone.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing all right. I was just going to call, and I heard you talking about Facebook friends and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all might know better than I do, but I had my Facebook turned off a couple of years ago. Would that remove you? Would that remove me as your friend? Because
yes.
If not, you can take me off there.
No, that when you shut your account down, you kind of automatically unfriend everybody.
But if you just suspend your account, no. But if you deactivate your account, totally yes.
Because
you can suspend
it.
But if you suspend it,
Kelly, let me ask you a question. A lot of people mm-hmm. have done this now with Facebook because it became something that was fun. And I'm part of it. You know, I use it for the show and to put at least what I consider to be politically stimulating stories on there. Maybe persuade a person or two. Is that why you decided, or was it taking up too much time? What was the reason you decided to deactivate your account?
There was too much hate on there, as far as, you know, politically and racially, and I just found it kind of, I realized that if I looked at Facebook for, you know, say I was on there for, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes or so, I just realized, you know, I was getting depressed. So I was like, the hell with this crap.
I understand. I totally understand. That's
Greg,
why
do we really think that you've convinced anyone via Facebook? That's what I always wonder is, you know, when you're posting, however well-reasoned, political arguments on Facebook, do you think that you've convinced anyone to,
like, change somebody's fundamental opinion?
No, what I think I do is, and I realize a lot of it's preaching to the choir. I don't know that I have too many liberal trolls. I can think of a few. But sometimes I put things up that I think will give them a case to argue. For example, here's something you should have in your back pocket if somebody brings this up. The Biden stuff, for example, it's galling. This a-hole has the audacity to call for Trump's impeachment when I have a clip here in the system of him bragging about leveraging a foreign government.
He doesn't know you have that clip, Greg.
$1 billion, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of money involved in there, and he's bragging about it. And then he wants Trump to be impeached.
Yeah.
30%, according to the Washington Post, 30% of Republicans support the impeachment inquiry. The only reason they're doing it is because if it goes anywhere, Trump can call whoever he wants, including Obama and all the rest of the traitors and seditionists. I'm getting angry. Thanks for the call, Kelly. It was good to hear from you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Call again. Fred, I need to put you on hold. Just a quick word. I had a call yesterday from somebody who had heard me talking about when Clark's came out for my tune-up, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, when they came out for my tune-up, they found that the exterior coils on the outside part of the unit were literally clogged. 90% of the flow had been clogged by grass clippings. It's been so dry and so high. I mean, you get $500 electric bills. I can't afford that. They came right out and took a look and said, here's part of your problem. Your system is working incredibly inefficiently. So they took it apart and cleaned it. And we have a new rule. On days when the lawn gets cut, we shut the outside unit off when we're mowing in that area so it doesn't happen again.
Do you mow your own grass?
Yes.
Do you mow your own grass?
Yeah. I got a Toro self-propelled.
Watch.
Haven't you heard him talk about getting it repaired and it lasts forever?
It does.
Because he has somebody that he takes it to. And
Lewis Lawn?
Yeah, Lewis Lawn.
The, of course, is the same team. Their plumbers came out when I had the bathtub crisis in January. And so I was talking to somebody about that last night when we were at the pizza place. How amazing it was. I love watching people like the two here, for example, who have skills that I don't and watch them in action.
Skills that he doesn't. Jacqueline's doing her makeup in like a 2x2 mirror, and I'm over here doing
Well, I put on some pancake every morning before we go on
TV. He does. He calls it his television makeup.
It takes the... But you know what? We got to fix this light because it makes my hair look white. My hair is not white.
It's a really poor light in here. It's not a TV light.
No, it's not.
Jay, looking at you.
Anyway, this is how... And in that... The inefficiency that Clark's found with those grass clippings clogging the flow of air was so profound, it single-handedly covers the cost of a Clark's Club membership because my electric bill should come down substantially and over a number of months. So that's why it's worth investing $159 for two of these annual tune-ups every year where they catch this kind of stuff to make sure your system's running efficiently. It should last 20 to 30 years. And it will if you give it TLC and on this show. That's the love of Clark's. 277-2125 is the number to call or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Imagine that you're at the store, like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties. Made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle, because today you bake.
I'm Lexi Quinn, bow hunter and wildland firefighter. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. I've always felt more connected to nature than I have anything else. So when I go outdoors, that's like a release for me. It's a place that I can go recharge my batteries. It's a place that I can just be at peace, and it's good for the mind as well as the soul. And it's always have the urge and the need to just be outside, which is why I chose a career in wildland firefighting to begin with. Boot Barn Work. Built for the outdoors.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
But not.
Well, I know I pulled it down. I just have been too lazy to get rusted and recut it. Plus, I owe him money. It's lawyer news that's electrifying today.
Woo!
I think Rudy Giuliani has been brilliant. He is out there fighting the fight on behalf of President Trump, and Trump just added Trey Gowdy to his legal team.
Oh, I like Trey Gowdy. I think he did.
I didn't
I like
hear
him.
That.
Yeah, that came out today. So he's got two of the best. Gowdy had a perfect record as a prosecutor before he ran for Congress.
Delkin Tomlinson is still waiting for the call.
We're here.
For Congress?
Ready to serve.
Can we vote you in as a
legal team?
Yes. Well, we only do things as a duo.
Yes. She can do 6 months. I'll do 6 months. Every other month. We can have a custody agreement with Congress.
You sound like Lori Loughlin and her friend splitting the jail time for the college admissions scandal.
I do it for Dana.
But, you know, Teresa and her husband did that. The Real Housewives of New Jersey, they did that too, Teresa and Joe.
Yeah, with their bankruptcy issue.
Yeah. With tax issues.
Yeah, tax issue.
Hmm. 357. Mr. Electric is your go-to electrician. All master certified electricians that show up at a specific time at your convenience, give you an upfront price, and perform the work, clean up any debris or mess. They are the best. Their number is 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com. Fred's probably got carpal tunnel. He's been waiting a while.
No, I'm okay. Unfortunately, I've had to step up to the bar and go through a divorce myself, and like the ladies were talking about having the drink thing, I had a male attorney, but coffee, tea, water, that's great, but I don't think I should have mixed alcohol during the discussions going on there. I think that's a bad business thing to do, and I would recommend maybe they not do that, and I don't think they're going to do it anyway. But the one thing I'd like to do, and I'll just throw this out to you maybe for some discussion, then I'll hang up and listen. I've got a situation. I'm a grandparent, and shall we say the custodial mother of one of our maybe my wife's grandchild is kind of being a butt about things. And I'm just curious, could you kind of discuss a little bit of what are grandparents' rights in Alabama, and how do you go about trying to get those enforced if we can? I'll just hang up and
wait one second.
That.
Are you on mom's side or dad's side?
I'm on dad's side. I'm a step grandparent. My wife is a biological grandparent.
Okay.
Her son.
I had three step grandparents growing up, and I loved them all. So we will talk about this.
We love the child, and we'd like to see more. I know you've got to go break. Go for it. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, we got Fox News staring us in the face here, so I need William B. Oh, my hairdresser? No, we hold off Fox News for Deborah.
Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Greg.
Hi, Deborah.
I hear you've been talking about hairdressers today.
I've been talking about, on a couple of different levels. I'm coming to see you tomorrow.
I know.
If you could I need just a little trim up. I'm getting a little grown out and moppity looking here. Right, girls?
Getting a little shaggy, huh?
A little on the shaggy. It's a little shaggier than huge.
What would you have me do? Shorter, long, or keep it look with the long look?
I like the long, luscious look.
I would have you get a picture of Burt Reynolds and then just take it in.